Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So here's the thing. There's a guy named Conan O'Brien. Conan O'Brien used to host a late night show on NBC. And then him and Jay Leno had a fight. And then he ended up leaving late night. Then he went to TBS, I think. And, you know, but now he's got a podcast. He's a guy that hosted the Oscars, I think, last year. Was it the Oscars? Yes. He hosted one of the award ceremonies. It was the Oscars last year. And he was actually meant to host the Oscars the year prior. He'd already been selected, but a tragedy happened in his family. He lost both his parents, and so he pulled out. He's friends with Will Arnett, and he's also friends with somebody named Jason Bateman. Mm-hmm. So you'll know Jason Bateman if you've ever watched Ozark, for example.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's him, the short guy. Yeah. Anyway, Conan has a podcast. And on this podcast, he had his friend, Will Arnett, there. And this is how things went down. Listen.
A touchy, actual, this is real personal subject for you.
It's okay. I know what it is.
Death in the family.
Yep. My parents passed.
So, well, first, let me just say the timeline, because I have it here. I wrote it down last year because the timeline was so good.
Yeah.
And so I hear that your dad passes away, and I text you that day or the next day, and I said, hey, listen, I'm sorry to hear about your dad's passing. Sending love from our family to yours. Mm-hmm. And you wrote, thank you, Will. To be honest, I blame Bateman
for the death of my father.
The day after his father dies.
Yeah.
Right? So I wrote, it's not a terrible theory, and Conan texted me back, he killed my dad.
Oh my God. Okay.
My dad, can I say, in fairness, my dad would have loved this.
Okay. So then Bateman, I tell Bateman this, we're dying, we're doing a thing that day. So the next day, Bateman texts you, and he says, Arnett tells me you're on to me.
Yes.
And Conan texts Bateman, he says, Bateman, do yourself a favor, turn yourself in.
Right. Yeah.
2 days after your dad passes, of course, your mom passed away.
Yeah, which I did not see coming.
Did not see coming. So yeah. I text you 2 days after. I knew you were in Boston. I said, Bateman is asking for your sister's street address.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
To give.
Yeah.
And you were busy that weekend. And like a day and a half later, you texted back, just seeing this now. Fantastic. 625 Boylston Street, apartment 12C. Tell Bateman to make it look like a robbery.
So this guy is obviously funny, right?
Yeah.
But this is there ever a time he's like, bruh, it's too soon? This was days after his dad died.
I actually think this was perfect because it took him out of that slump and feeling down, and it was funny.
Yeah.
I think if I had any of my friends do this for me, I would have appreciated it.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
Because last week I saw another video. Guy was getting married, and he was obviously very nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, the friend.
Yes. And so I don't know why they do this in America, but like, they wait for the big reveal when you see your wife for the first time, the bride. And so the guy was waiting and he was crying. And he turned around and it's his friend wearing
a
dress.
Those
are
funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you appreciated that joke. But yeah.
I think you know your friends. If we're being honest, there's the context of knowing your people. So if you know Guti, your friend is not someone who's going to appreciate it, then you probably wouldn't even do it.
Yeah.
You generally become very funny and silly with people that you know will appreciate and not take offense. But if I know Guti, hey, if I do this with Juliet, then that's the end of the conversation, end of the relationship. I'm more likely not to do that. So you will only be, especially in such a situation where there's a death involved, you will only do that with someone that you know will appreciate it.
And in all fairness, Conan's the one that started it. Yeah.
Yes.
So then I guess the guys were like, oh, okay.
Let's run with it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think it's hilarious.
It
and
is.
You know, even with Juliet, Juliet's very funny, right?
Yeah.
Very entertaining. So sometimes I have to warn her, but not now.
No way.
I'm like, no, what? Cut it.
And I'm like, on the other side, I'm just like, yeah, it's only funny when I'm the one who's doing it. So even in this case,
for me, it was like, if I initiated it, fine. Don't run with it. It's not funny when you do it, you know?
So,
when
I guess it's an hour, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same.
You must greet us only when you
I'm
want.
Grieving, when I'm grieving. No, stop it. Excuse me. But if I'm grieving, let me make the joke. It makes me feel better. Don't come continue the joke like, yeah, next day. Today.
No, but you started it.
It's okay for me to do it.
Yeah. So, okay, are you doing it at your own expense or are you doing it at my expense? Because that's another thing. If you're doing it at your own expense, Shab.
I can't answer you there.
Let us know. Is there anything that you like, guys, under any circumstance, I'm not accepting jokes about this. Angiza Luto. Let us know. Or is it anytime is tea time? Yep. It's actually a saying because, hey man, anytime is a good time for laughter.
This is the world family. This kind of joking can legit only be done by guys. I don't think women can ever take this kind of joking. Ever. They wanna know who's this guy? Chima Music. No, I'm an accident. As soon as Apollo. Ingela, Iref, you will hear his friends are coming in for him on some.
It's funny. And it's funny because I was with him last week. He's already joking about it, but it's only something that he could do. Yeah, give Sugele me that, make a joke about that.
I mean, I'm not a problem. Or you need a joke, you know? And I think for most people, I don't think people have a problem, especially if the person that's deceased, umuntu mdala obani. Then we can throw around a few things there and whatnot. But it gets a little bit sensitive. So, like, I think it's very hard when it depends on the age group, according to me.
Also, when you were younger, there was something called ukgonana, right? Ukwarana, basically. And then if you're ever like a battle rapper, for example, you're used to it. So that banter back and forth. One person says something, you say something back. I imagine they'll be used to it.
I mean, I'm that person. Yo, I can't be serious in any situation. Funeral or what, I'll be there cracking jokes. Like, yeah, trying to make umuntu feel like whoever. Because I know the feeling. Yokulahlekelwa umzali. So then, mangkhona, ngithola the chance. Hi, ngilapho boy. Ngilapho. I'll be cracking jokes and people are like, hey man, this guy, man, I'm serious. I'm like, either way, structure the situation there, the way you have a corner, seems to be simple. Understand, but I know with some people, they feel what I get is too much. I'm going to make jokes when someone has died. But I'm like, no, see, keep a room going way too. Good situation. I'm going to talk about too much. Good age. Going to manage when Zagala and Umzad in ordinary crack jokes. I'm like that.
So, one, the joke's got to be good. And two, you've got to know the audience. Because a bad joke is no laughing matter. Literally. But then also, this guy, see, you crack a joke and then Lavanda don't appreciate it. They don't like my joke. Also, you must know who you're dealing with.
Hey, I mean, I'm always in trouble because now I'm one of those people who, despite the tragedy, I always see the funny side or I remember the funny moments of the person and so forth. Yeah, some in the family go with it, but some, yo, no. But yeah. I always see the funny side and I start the jokes.
Yeah, when I when they're calling you to the side, just when you're getting reprimanded, I wonder what dialogue you must know you've gone too far.
Hey, well, I'm Siswana Aliasenjin Ali Ukshonelo, maybe Shonelo Umam or Shonelo Baba. Must boy on Wabas be much straight to wood. Besides opposed wooty on daughter manje. I got home in Mazaramo ladies trolling on my portal. But it's over each joke, but Nako and Amelupe wooty could make Boba and Deja was willing no more one.
Yeah, you got to know the audience, like I said.
Yes, this one hit home. You know, my colleagues, my mom passed on. A week after my mom passed on, they came to the funeral. And one of my colleagues said, yo, mama, how is a little case of chiefs? And I couldn't understand. But it's a little bugger bug. How is my mother a little bugger bugger now? Because she's going to turn into bones.
Ow.
I had to take it. I had to take it that it was not said maliciously, but you know, my mother is now a bugger bugger. But I didn't take it back because we all laughed. So yeah, it depends who says the joke. A week after, that's what my colleague said to me.
That is funny.
Na kunya guye sowe tumkhala no makhelano wami itumeleng. Ugogo wami ushonile ngathi ah wazojoyela intanga zakhe kudala own ama tombstone le. She never laughed like that. A few weeks later my grandmother passed on. Like yeah, ugogo wakho join wami ke manje seba own ama tombstone bonke and we laughed. It's guys kuhleka noma kufiwe.
Yebo.
Morning team. Yazi, let me tell you guys. Akhona ama jokes akusethekayo, akhona ama jokes abhlungu where you see. Ukuthi ish. But let me ngixoxele indaba eyi-1. Ngayenza ijoke ngomamami eshonile ngihlele ematrasini. And imagine banobaba bashiyana nge-11 days. Wathi about 4 days. Iqeda ukushona wathi mina nangishona ningibeke phezu kwendoda yami. Yo, everybody was laughing. Ngase ngisho mina nangishona ningibeke phezu kwendoda yami.
Nakho ngiyabuya Soweto.
Yo,
Sizwe, as for Nina Kaya family, they know Glenn lab. Glenn is never serious. So I wonder if maybe something like that happens to one of you and he's supposed to comfort you. Arati, because he's never serious. Glenn you put our jokes and that's just who he is. But hey, yeah, they.
And you know what the thing is with Glenn Zito? So if you don't know him, some people take offense.
Mm.
You see? I remember even when I was still at Metro, he'd make jokes and then some of the listeners would be offended. How can you say that, Claire?
So one of our colleagues' parent died and they went to the funeral and they took the family responsibility leave. As they were about to come back on shift, then we were talking about it. We don't know how to approach them. Like, guys, I don't know, when he comes here, we say condolences, we've tried to contribute this for you. And you know what? The guy came with that greasy breakfast. When he came back, he just said, he was just like to us, guys, I'm having breakfast from the policy money. Yeah, nifunani, imali ya policy le. And he joked about it and we were all open. I was like, oh, you know what? We don't have to go there and be like heads down and be like, sorry for your loss. You know what? It's crazy. I don't know what jokes actually.
Is there such a thing as a joke that has gone too far?
Nah, ngiyabuya Soweto ngihlangana nomakhelwane wami.
Ah, I've heard this one.
I'm Sizwana niyadlala bafithi. Aniyisabi final destination, eh? Hayi, angidlali ngokufa mfithi. Angishayi nejoke ningiyathanda ukugwarana vele. Mara uma ifika la, hayi, hayi angidlali baba. Ngithula ngithi dwi.
Morning Sizwe. Yabona mina-ke hayi. Mina ngilezi ezine-sense of humor. I love you, mina ngiyahleka. I have got a very sense of humor. Yeah.
Okay.
Morning, Sizwe and team. Yeah, kuyahleka noma kufiwe Sizwe. Ugogo, my friend's gogo, ufriend wakhe bekashonile, so they were going to tell her ukuthi ugogo chomi ya hao ushoka heads, ari yo, ata ikutza utlapa. Ari ikutza utlapa, msari, o, kabang, pam chelu kutu umgani wako ushonile, otai, we ikutza utlapa.
Morning, Sizwan, Sizwan, ato shangye, nengkinge, nengutu, autiami, niya, isi vakashide, so supporti, autietu. How much you are lapana? As cricket joke yan, nchabule ntoping baze se tools. Ni sheng long yatin kianga evanglanda fast in bati. Aguki on his cardic again. I wanna la market la umbati lapis by nag bon ag boogie. Uzosinda waseko, let us melu shaul and yo.
Eish.
I remember Agnam le Salanamas. Sisacala ukuzwana sisazana ngimbuza ngempilo ngimbuza ngomama wakhe ukuthi uphi umama wakho yena ngoba ukhulumi ngaye. She told me that umama uthenga i-stance ngase-Vanderbilt ngase-Drobbel ngale sekahlala ngapho full time. Few weeks later ma ngizwe ukuthi umama washona, umama sekahlala ngale esemathuneni ase-Vanderbilt ushonile. So ma ngimbuza ukuthi wabe ungabeka njani lathi ayi ube ngakutshela nje uzoba serious and angifuni ukuba serious ngale ndaba. So some people ezinye izinto bazithatha light nje.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.